You have your glasses.
Yeah.
Why? You don't want to show your eyes?
Not really.
You know what they say when you can't look into your eyes?
What?
You're a liar.
Oh. I thought you were going to say a dark soul.
No, I was going to say you're a liar.
All right. No. So what are we talking about today? Manifestation?
The start of how to manifest.
Yeah.
Where it's a lot more simpler than you think it is. Where you...
Well. There's some hidden things, you know, it doesn't happen right away.
No, but it does if you're consistent with it.
Yeah.
Like if you wake up and you say it, and throughout the whole day you keep saying it and saying it, but to yourself or like,
yeah. You
know, not in front of people because people think you're fucking crazy.
Or if you have like a psychic ability a little bit.
If you have gifts, yes.
Yeah.
Ability. I say gifts.
And not Christmas gifts either.
Right? No, I'm not talking about Christmas gifts either.
Special gifts.
Special gifts like clairvoyance.
Yeah. I hear you.
You're a jerk.
All right, so what else are you... What's the thing that you just manifested? Something recently?
Yeah, a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, really?
I did manifest that. Manifesting that since since I was a child, but... It really came into fruition because I just kept saying right before I met my boyfriend now, I met him 8 years ago,
uh-huh.
Right? And then I broke up with him because I just didn't feel it was right. I wasn't completely over my ex, and then, you know, that happened. And then all of a sudden, like 2.5, 3 years ago after I broke up with my ex-husband, I noticed I could manifest because I started thinking things, and then all of a sudden, as soon as I released negative energy or I let go, mm-hmm. That's when things were coming in because I was letting go of things that no longer served me.
Oh, yeah.
That's how manifestation starts.
So there's two people. There's like energy givers and like energy takers. There's vampires.
Yes, that's a truth. That's a real thing.
Yeah. So if you have a vampire by you, you can't manifest if he's stealing your energy.
No.
But... I like to walk in a room and steal everybody's energy.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
But I give it back.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
I think you stole mine when we went to Atlantic City that one time, and I was like, no, go to that machine. And you're like, okay, $200 later. Laura, go to that machine. And she did. She kept winning because I follow numbers, too. A lot of that as well.
Oh, yeah, the numbers thing is good.
The numbers thing, the angel numbers.
So. I always see 1111 on my phone.
Oh, watch what you're thinking.
Why?
Watch what you're thinking because that's a manifestation. Like, what you're thinking, that's it's eventually going to happen. And, like, if you keep following numbers, so, like, 88, for example.
Yeah.
Or 44. 44 is, like, there's a couple different meanings. So, like, angels, if you believe in that sort of thing, are protecting you and watching over you. And then the other thing with 44 is that you're bringing in with some sort of stability.
Yeah.
Now, eights are tricky.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a lot of eights, oh, you better go buy yourself a ticket. Or
really?
You better do, oh, yes.
I like number eight.
It's karma, though.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing 2 8s, that means good karma is coming to you.
Okay.
Or if you did something bad, let's say you did something bad onto somebody and you keep seeing 8 everywhere and you know you did something
license
bad.
License plates, prices.
Everywhere. That's letting you know that karma is coming back to you.
Oh, okay.
You got to repay it. It's got to be repaid. Like the balance has to come back.
After I see the 1111, I always go... I make a wish and think. I've been doing it since I was like 7th grade. Someone told me. I don't know if it happens or not. But it's just something I do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
Blowing.
Do you see 111 a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I look at the phone.
111?
1111.
Okay. So 1111 is you're walking through a new portal, a manifestation, a doorway, a gate. And then when you're seeing 111, oh, it's on its way. Within 3 days... 3 weeks, 3 months, no more than that. If you see 111, that manifestation is going to show up real quick.
I got to be careful what I wish for.
Uh-huh. You do. You do, because it'll pop up right in front of you.
Thinking about a hamburger and it will just come, but I got to think about something better than that.
how about a filet mignon or a piece of steak?
No, I mean, just anything, whatever. Something life-changing.
Right? Life-changing. That's what I, to speak about the trip to Hawaii. So as a kid, my parents went. And, you know, they were in love. They never got to go to a honeymoon. So my dad worked for the government. And my parents came back with all these pictures, blah, 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 blah. And when I was a child, I wished that I would go with somebody I loved or that I was going to marry to Hawaii, right?
Wow.
And so That was, and I said,
you're getting married?
No.
All right.
Not getting married, but a person I would fall in love with or be with for the rest of my life, like a partner, mm-hmm. like somebody who's solid.
First time I heard about Hawaii was when I watched a Brady Bunch. Yeah. Went to Hawaii. Did you ever see that episode?
No, I've never seen that one. I know you're talking about that, though. But I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And so I kept writing it down, too. Uh-huh. That was another way, I think that's why it came to me as well, because I kept saying, I'm going to go on a trip, and this is where I want to go. Mm-hmm. Hawaii with somebody I love. But I didn't do it as much as you think I did. I only wrote it down, like, once in a while, like, or, like, we're speaking about gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I have...
How long ago did you do it?
Oh, God. Like, I'm going to say about over 2 years ago, I wrote it down.
So, yeah, it's about right sometimes. If you do it all the time, it could have been sooner, but...
Yeah, well,
things take time. Yes, sometimes
it's the right time and the right place too. I really believe in that.
Yeah, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anything else more we want to talk about? We can get more into manifestations.
Me, I just manifested that I would see this guy that not a guy. I'm not gay, but I mean like.
I mean,
like,
you said that.
Like this guy that would help my court case. I was just trying to see if I could run into this guy. I was like, you know what? I wonder if I could run into this guy. And I was thinking about it and I imagined it. And then I forgot about it. And then one day I just walked in.
How long ago was that from your manifestation?
2 months.
So it took 2 months.
Well, I speeded it up.
How did you speed it up? You got to explain on the podcast.
I took these special herbs.
Kind of herbs, though.
This special kind that
drugs.
One time. No, just regular herbs, and I no fluoride, no nothing. Just
like detox, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's a detox.
Your pineal gland gets, you know, crusted up, and then you can't. You know, there's crystals on there, and your third eye, and it's like frequencies. And
so when I was taking shrooms, microdosing, I took a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And ever since I did that, it's really, that's what I think also opened up my pineal gland.
It opened it up?
That's what I believe. Because it's been, since I've taken mushrooms or started doing that, things have been left and right, left and right, left and right.
Yeah, that could be true.
I part of me, like, just like as an objective, like I did it as like a science experiment just to see what would happen.
Yeah, you just and have to do a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. They say a little bit. And like I was writing in my journal when I was on it and I was dreaming some wild things, like I was back in Egypt.
Really?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yes, that's but weird. I won't go there. And then all like I was manifesting money, like I need more money for the whatever. Then destiny leaves and then I get more days, which mm-hmm. that's where that manifestation came in. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
That's what I think.
And your
too.
Car stopped breaking down.
And my car stopped breaking down because I prayed. I was in
my
car.
Sometimes it comes in threes.
Yes. I was praying. I was like, please let this be the last time because it took about 3 months too to get it.
Oh, yeah.
And
straighten it out.
I also believe in, you know, like planetary alignments, like when the moon is yep. like certain direct mm-hmm. or this is in your chart or whatever. I believe in that too.
Oh, really?
I do believe in that as well. Yeah. I think like everything is all connected somehow, some way.
Yeah, when it's like when you're born.
Yes, in your
if you look on a traits, it's like mine's true.
Yeah.
Everybody else's I looked up is true too, if you know the person.
Yeah.
Why is that? I don't know. Just... It's coincidence? I don't think so.
I don't think it's coincidence. I think everything is
yep.
mapped out or pre-mapped out.
Before we end the show, do you want to take a special card and read
yeah.
it to the fans?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a card from this manifestation deck so you can see it right here, what you need to buy. And I'm just going to tap on it 3 times because I clear the energy that way.
I like them cards. They got gold.
They're really pretty.
Oh, wow. You're really good at that.
Yeah.
They're big cards, and you got little hands.
I know. I've been doing this for 7 years now, over 7 years. Since my second daughter was born, I've had some interesting things happen to me. Two. You got two. Oh. So there's more than enough. So if you don't think that there is enough out there, there is, because this card is saying it. So the first card says, the universe offers all things to you and everyone through the law of attraction. what we were just talking about. It's that saying, if you keep repeating yourself, I do not chase, I attract. Ooh, this was on the bottom. That was on the bottom and it didn't even come out. So this is meant too. So we got three. If you choose it, do you want there to be enough for you and for everyone? Then choose that and know there is abundance of all things. Like abundance just doesn't come in money. It comes in like love or like...
It could be anything.
It could be anything. Gifts, like on the positive note. There is an unlimited supply, and then each of us have the ability to tap into the unlimited, invisible supply through our thoughts if we choose it. So I know a lot of famous people, a lot of politicians. It's a fact. It's a statistic fact that people are manifesting, and
in
it is
the ether in the ether. Space.
And it's happening. Change your thoughts, change the future.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of every day, before you go to sleep, this is a big one. You can reprogram your mind. Think through the events of the day. If any events or moments didn't go to the way you wanted it, replay them in your mind the way you wanted it to go. So let's say you had a bad day. Mm-hmm. And then you go home and you're like, motherfucker. Sorry. And you replay it the way you want it to go, like you rethink the whole situation, like we had a bad day in here and you didn't want it to go that way, or somebody like yelled or cursed at you and you wish you had a better pleasant experience, then think of the way you would have wanted it to go, for example. You have now completely changed your future, so you can recreate it in your mind. And then the last one is create your tomorrow and today. I got this one personally. Some powerful rituals to do for you in bed again.
Yeah.
Every night, replay the good moments of the day and give heartfelt thanks for them. Think about the day and intend that it is going to be the best day of your life. Then when you wake, before you get out of bed, again, declare your intentions for the day and give thanks as though you have already received it.
Yep.
And that's how you manifest.
Right before you go to bed, your eyes start to close and you go into that different state.
Yep.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right. So that ends today's podcast. Well, maybe I'll let them know about the secret herbs next time.
Maybe.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.